This is Twit.
It's almost soup yet, according to this note. Windows 10 fall soupy.
A fall brew of some sort.
A stew of Windows treats.
Yum.
have they wrought?
Wait a minute. I pushed the wrong button and it says something weird. Here we go. Well, there was a new Fast Ring preview on Friday, right? Mm-hmm. And then there was a bug bash. By the way, I really enjoyed last week when we had...
Donna Sarkar.
Donna Sarkar. That's
and not that other guy.
The other guy didn't show up, nameless. But Donna was there. And she has lots of really interesting things to say. So she apparently pushed the button 2 days later and put out the Fast Ring 16241. Mm-hmm. And then you think there'll be another one this week?
There might be Friday. They're hinting.
Not today or tomorrow, though, is what they were saying.
So that's your indicator.
But I feel like we're like in the home stretch right now, right? Like there's probably no more major features coming. I don't know if I could say it's feature complete at this point, but maybe.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Yep. I would like for them to surprise us on this one because, frankly, well, this is for later, but there are things that they talked about that are not coming.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
But we knew some. We've known a lot of those for a while. I think they telegraphed a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
It's not too much of a surprise. Well,
no.
What exactly is the? What are we looking for? That'll be very exciting.
For
those of us who aren't on an insider's ring, who just live life normally,
so actually,
not
it's interesting
in
the
fast
bring that
lane
up.
Like you. Yeah.
Let me bring up this document because I actually started. I had written an article about what was not going to be in the Fall Creators Update, and then I thought to myself, well, you know, I should present the flip side. You know, what is coming, right? And do kind of a rundown of the features. And I got to say, this surprised me a little bit. This is a really long list. So I decided to break it out into individual articles. So I published one, I think yesterday, about an individual feature, but I'll just run through this real quick. OneDrive files on demand, the new version of placeholders, probably the biggest new feature. The My People interface, where you can access your
My People
favorite people, you know, from the taskbar.
Let My People free.
Yep. The first implementation of the Fluent Design System with some acrylic material, reveal highlights and translucencies and things like that across various UIs and applications.
Well, when you put it like that.
Lots of high DPI improvements. Improved share experience. Many updates to notifications in Action Center. Many updates to Microsoft Edge, but that's... you know, been very typical. But a lot of it around the reading mode, the reading stuff, books, PDFs, and web pages, also full screen mode, the ability to pin websites to the taskbar like you could do in IE. Lots of Cortana improvements, pin and password recovery from the lock screen, lots of task manager improvements. They added the GPU tracker, remember? They also made the performance, I think it's the performance tab, you can get kind of a more granular look at the various tasks. So you can break down like edge processes in a more fine grained way. delivery optimization, remember, was kind of put in the previous update, but now will be used, right? Meaning that you will actually get updates from other computers on the internet and from the web, and you can control how that works. And let's see, the console stuff where a bash on Windows is being upgraded so that you can get different distributions through the store. Lots of Skype improvements, lots of Hyper-V improvements, virtual machine gallery, VM share, and revert VM, like the auto checkpoint feature, which I can't believe wasn't in there 10 years ago. Storage Sense updates, settings updates, Windows Update improvements, lots of stuff.
It's busy,
forgetting
busy,
the biggest thing.
Oh, emojis.
What?
No.
But that is big.
All the there's tons of security stuff in this for enterprise users.
Oh, you gotta like, you gotta drag it down like that, really?
Come on, man! Like,
no, that's big. This, come on.
Okay, emojis versus Windows Defender Application Guard, which is the thing that isolates potential malware and blows it up in a container. Come on!
I saw that and I kind of glazed a little bit.
Oh man, really?
Well,
its
okay,
codename was Barcelona. Hey, where are you going in 2 weeks?
Yeah, there you go. She has you there, Paul.
Come on.
But emojis.
Emojis.
Adding back into the operating system the enhanced mitigation experience toolkit stuff. Also in the fall.
So, okay, in my defense, I'm not 100% sure if all of those features are available to individuals or if they require an enterprise SKU and that kind of thing.
They do.
So that might be why I left them out.
Yeah, but still, I mean, if you're looking, if you're a business customer and you're looking at Fall Creators Update, like, I don't think you're going to care about the emojis as much as you might care about these things. Just a guess.
It's close.